the failure to win three consecutive games, can we just say it's pitching? Can we merely say
no? It's everything.
It's everything. I mean, the game we covered Saturday, they did not have a good defensive game, and they have not played well defensively all year. They've been poor fundamentally there. But in the questions you've asked in this morning, one was about Kwadi, one was about Jaramillo. What I'm saying is, the problem is what they have on the field.
Okay, then we got to ask about Jim Hendry.
Well, we talked about Jim Hendry, and I wrote about 5 weeks ago that Hendry did not deserve to lose his job, that he's done a lot of good things in bringing young players in, and they've got some more coming. However, the way it has gone, with the way they've played, with attendance dropping at home the way it has, I find it hard to believe he's going to keep his job. And listen, they are in a weird place as an organization with a new owner, or actually not a weird place, but just a different place with a new owner who you don't really know what he thinks. So I would not be surprised to see anything happen at the end of the season. But at the same time, I'm not going to blame Jaramillo. I'm not going to blame Kwadi. I'm not even going to put it all on Hendry, because they have had some things go against them. But certainly the contracts in general have really hurt them. It's come back to haunt them. And even if they want to sell off guys, it's going to be very difficult for them to do.